This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let's analyze the prophecy in detail, minutely. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 18, Almighty God says, I shall raise them up a prophet from among thy brethren, like unto thee, and I shall put my words into his mouth, and he shall speak all that I command him. Let's take the prophecy and analyze it part by part. First point is, I shall raise them up a prophet from among thy brethren. The first point of the prophecy is that the prophet to come will be amongst the brethren of Moses, peace be upon him. What is the meaning of the word brethren? Brethren means the children of the brothers. And we know from the Bible that Abraham, peace be upon him, had two sons. The first son, Ishmael, peace be upon him, who was the son from the second wife of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. He was the son of Hajra or Hagar. The second son of Abraham, peace be upon him, was born approximately 17 years later. His name was Ishak or Isaac, who was born to the first wife of Abraham, peace be upon him, that is Sarah. May Allah be pleased with her. So Abraham, peace be upon him, had two sons. The children of both these sons, the children of Ishmael and the children of Isaac, peace be upon them both, they are brethren unto one another. They are the children of the brothers. All the descendants of Ishmael, they are Arabs. And the descendants of Isaac are Jews. That means the Jews and Arabs are brethren unto one another. So by analyzing the first point of the prophecy itself, I shall raise them up a prophet from among thy brethren. That means the prophet should be a brethren of Moses, peace be upon him. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, wasn't a brethren of Moses, peace be upon him. He was a Jew. He was a descendant. He was not a brethren. So the first point itself disqualifies all the Jews, including Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. And we know that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was a descendant of Ishmael, peace be upon him. That means he was a brethren of the Jews, including Moses, peace be upon him. So this first point of the prophecy, that the prophet should be a brethren, the prophet that claimed prophethood after Ishmael alayhi salam, from his descendant, the first person was Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Furthermore, if you analyze, I shall raise them up a prophet from among thy brethren, like unto thee, like Moses, peace be upon him. Let us analyze whether Jesus is like Moses, peace be upon them, or whether Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is like Moses, peace be upon him. I can list several similarities between Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, and several dissimilarities between Jesus and Moses, peace be upon them. Point number one, Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, both had a mother and a father. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, had a mother but no father. So Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, they are alike. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is like Moses, peace be upon him. And Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Moses, peace be upon him.